Hi, I'm Aisha, and I'm a former host of Mocha Single Mothers by Choice, or SMCs. Like you, as an SMC, I decided to become a mother knowing I'd be the sole care provider and parent of my children, at least at the outset. The Mocha stood for Black, so I'm using the word Black, and I'll be discussing being a single mother by choice from a Black woman's lens. You'll connect with all the interesting and fun things about this non-traditional path, like discussing which sperm to use and some hard truths about fertility and the realities of dating as a single mother who doesn't have a co-parent to rely on occasionally,
and what it's actually like to parent as an SMC.
This is the Black Single Mothers by Choice podcast.
So my parents are deceased. I can think back to when I was a kid. I grew up with my stepdad in our house. And so for Father's Day, we did the traditional make a card at school, bring it home, give it to your dad. And so this day feels a typical day for me personally, and then for my family, because ultimately we set the tone for how this day is going to go down in our house. And so for me, when I sit down and I think about Father's Day and I think about the stepdad who raised me and the skills and the things that he taught me, I know how to use tools because my dad taught me how to use tools. Definitely something I plan to teach my girls. My dad taught me how to prepare for Armageddon, and definitely something teaching my girls. We have relay races to get to the car, to jump in the car, in our seatbelts, just in case we have
a bomb shelter at the bottom of the house, just in case.
Look, we got go bags. I got my go bag, but literally those are the endearing things that I carry from my dad into my childhood. And since my dad is not here to play a role in my girls' lives, these are things that I plan to impart to them. I don't know how my girls will choose to live their lives. One might choose to be a father. One might choose to marry a father. So for me, I try to keep a balanced approach to the roles that I see fathers playing in society. And we just don't have in our family. And that's just it. And so this day for me is like any other holiday that I don't celebrate in my house. And so we respect it. We respect the people who do celebrate it. I put up an annual Facebook post saying Happy Father's Day to all the dads and anyone who chooses to celebrate this holiday. And then my day is done and I'm on to the next. When I think back to growing up with my stepdad and I think, did I feel like anything was missing because it wasn't my biological dad? And to be honest, I think my parents did such a good job of just saying, maybe militantly, that this is your family. And so for me, it just was. And I think that's what I go into parenting with. It just is. This is our life. This is our family. This is our structure. Now, I will say daycare, I believe, I had more insight into daycare, what happened on their day-to-day basis than I do with school. But daycare would typically ask for a family photo at the beginning of the year so they can subtly understand what a child's family structure is. And then for my big girl, when she was at the age where she was doing arts and crafts, like real stuff, asked me, who do you want her to make the Father's Day card out to? And I was just like, I was shocked. I was like, thank you for asking me. But I was like, ask her. And so she ended up making a card for her Uncle Sal. And it was the sweetest thing. But we are going every year, there's going to be a Father's Day, right? And so what we wanted to do was for some in the SMC space, this day can be emotionally triggering. And so I sat down and thought about over the course of our being parents, what are some tips and tricks we do to get through Father's Day or to help other SMCs get through Father's Day? So we got you covered. 5 tips. All right. So the first tip, read a book that depicts diverse family structures, because books can be scaffolding for difficult conversations. So this is the prelude into the Father's Day period. And we will refer people to the Todd Parr book that is the family's book. We can talk about different families in our classrooms. We talk about different families that are in our village and in our social circles. So just having a diverse village, we think, helps prepare for this particular day, but prepare SMC children for their family structure. It's all about empowering the kids. Okay. Number 2. Proactively discuss with your care providers in the school how they can handle holidays in a way that's inclusive of all family structures. When you advocate for your kid and the uniqueness of your family structure, you are advocating for all kids and the uniqueness of each one of those individual children's family structures. Become an advocate in place for all kids. Okay. 3, prepare your child for the reality of this Hallmark holiday. Don't operate with the intent to erase fathers from the picture. Don't do it. Children have CIA level of emotional detection. They can pick up on fear. They can pick up on discomfort. They can pick up on secrecy. They can pick up on shame, right? And it's just, I tell you, there are times where I will pick out books that specifically are a mom and kid family because I want to validate our family structure to my kid while I have them in my home, right? But I also have books that include a traditional family structure, that include mom and mom family structure, grandma and auntie family structures, because those are the family structures that exist in society. I don't want my kid ill-prepared to go out into the world and encounter some of these things and have someone else tell them the narrative. I want to be in control of my kid's narrative from the age of 0 to 4, because that's after that, they enter the world and they come back and they tell you what other people are saying. But for this day, like I said, my kids could decide, I want to be a dad. And I don't want to have to backpedal and be like, oh, all that I said about dads, I take it back. Kid might marry a dad, might marry a man who will become a dad. Right. And so for me, I think in order to uplift and validate the SMC family structure, we don't have to invalidate other family structures. Our books have dads that show up in the picture, kids, and that's important. And also because you can help talk your kids through something that they may be uncomfortable with. Tony has a dad, comes to pick Tony up. Why don't I have a dad? And you open the door comfortably and easily to have those conversations. I think I'm laughing because I subconsciously do this thing. I don't want my kid to be on somebody's couch someday with all emotions. And so anything that I can do to get them talking about things that I know will put someone on a couch, I want to create a safe space so that we can start talking about this early and we could talk about it often, because yeah, I don't want to be paying therapy fees. All right, all seriousness. 4, allow your children to celebrate whomever they want to celebrate on this holiday, because it's not about you. So I will say one of the best pieces of parenting advice I ever got was from a more seasoned parent who I consulted before I became an SMC. And she was like, the best thing that you can do is learn how to keep a straight face. So when like anything, any hurdle that I'm going to come across with my kid, my goal in that moment is to keep a straight face and to hear them out. And my daughter is so empowered. She'll be like, mommy, you're not listening, right? And yeah, 6-year-olds, just forewarning you all, 6-year-olds will come for the jugular and you need to keep a straight face. But it's not about you, it's about the kid. And again, this opens the door to a conversation. Who do you want to celebrate on this day? Who is it that you feel is that loving, trusted adult in your life? And asking those questions can also give you insight into their little world, right? Because as parents, we think we know, but when they go through those school doors, they are interacting with other adults that they feel are trusted adults. And so you'll find out which aunties they like best, which uncles. And it's quite humorous. All right. 5, this holiday can be triggering for some people. So take some time to process how you feel about the holiday before you interact with your child, their care providers, or the public. We have, from the time that we start thinking about becoming SMCs, to think about how we want to handle Father's Day. We have, from the time that we are pregnant and these little people are kicking the heck out of us, to think about how we want to handle Father's Day. Take that time, go to the counseling session, sit on somebody's couch before you have to get in front of little people, because parenting happens in the moment and it happens so fast that you want to make sure that you have taken care of yourself and your feelings. And then even still, when you get in that moment, you need to be in that moment and know that this is a day that I feel uncomfortable with, or this is a day that triggers me for some reason. What can I do proactively to make sure I protect my heart and that I protect my kids or anybody else from having to bear my emotional distress? So take care of yourself and then go into the day. I'm going to bundle my littles and go to the pool. And this day's any other Saturday. We're going to the pool. We're going to splash around. I hear Sunday's supposed to be a beautiful day. And so that's what we're going to do. If you found the tips useful, can you subscribe to our YouTube channel?
Well, Pod, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. If you like what you heard, please share this podcast with your girlfriends. And I'd love to hear your thoughts about the topics covered in this episode. So email me at mochasmc@gmail.com. And if you found value in the topics covered, consider making a donation using the link in the show notes below. Till next time, Pod. Bye now.